Welcome to the June 18th meeting of the City of Orange Design Review Committee. I'll call the meeting to order and ask Mr. Ortlieb to please give us the roll call.
Thank you, Chair. Committee Member Gladson.
Present.
Committee Member Lopez is not here this evening. Committee Member Ledesma.
Here.
Committee Member Gross.
Here.
Committee Member McDermott.
Here.
And Vice Chair Farfan is not here at this moment. And Chair Skorponich.
Here.
And let the record show there is a quorum.
Thank you. And Mr. Ledesma will give us, will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
If everyone could please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. This time on our agenda, we have an opportunity for anyone from the public who'd like to come forward and make any comments on any matter pertaining to the purview of the Design Review Committee, but that is not on our agenda tonight. If there is anyone who'd like to say anything, this would be your opportunity to come forward. Seeing none, we will move on to item 3 on the consent calendar. The only item on our consent calendar is approval of minutes from our June 4th meeting. Do we have any corrections to the minutes or anyone prepared to make a motion?
I'm prepared to make a motion for approval.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. May we have the vote, please? Motion passed unanimously. We're on to new business. We have item 4.1, a request to add 307 square feet to a single family home in the Old Town Historic District located at 623 East Washington Avenue. This is design review number 250007. And Mr. Wong, could we have the staff report, please?
Greetings, Chair and members of the Design Review Committee. This item is a proposal to demolish and construct a new patio, interior remodel, and add a total of 217 square feet to the first floor and convert 90 square feet of the attic to of a single-family home located at 623 East Washington Avenue. The property is in the Old Town Historic District, and it is designated as a contributing property. The exterior of the addition will consist of 5-inch wood bevel lap siding that differentiates from the 3-inch existing siding, new wood double hung windows, and asphalt shingles to match the existing roof. Overall, staff recommends approval as this proposed work is compliant with the Orange Municipal Code and meets the historic preservation design guidelines for Old Town.
Thank you. So our purpose here as the Design Review Commission is to assess projects that come before us and determine whether we can make the required findings. And there are 3 required findings in this instance. The first is that in the Old Town Historic District, the proposed work conforms to the prescriptive standards and design criteria referenced and or recommended by the DRC or other reviewing body for the project. Number 2, that in any National Register Historic District, the proposed work complies with the Secretary of Interior standards and guidelines. And number 3, which applies to all projects that come before us, that the project design upholds community aesthetics through the use of an internally consistent integrated design theme and is consistent with all adopted specific plans, applicable design standards, and their required findings. So that is our task before us tonight. And I'll start with my committee members to see if there are any questions for either staff or the applicant. Are there questions?
I have no questions.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Does the applicant have a presentation or any comments they'd like to make? It's purely optional. Sorry. Go ahead, please. Welcome. Just state your name for our record keeper, please.
Thanks for having us tonight, and we just wanted to share with you what our plans are for the house. Not the plans that you see up there, but in terms of the plans for what we're going to do with the house. So the house is, my parents bought the house when they moved down from Northern California to be closer to family as they were aging. And they've since passed away. And we knew we wanted to keep the house in the family. We just weren't sure we were comfortable renting it to someone we didn't know. The phone rang. It was my daughter, Kira. And she let us know that she and her husband were moving back from Nashville and asked if they could move into the house. Of course, that kind of problem solved. We kept it in the family. Kira's a Chapman graduate, so she's very, very familiar with the area. Since that time, they're growing their family. They've got Bryson, and then Theo is coming at the end of July. And so really our intention for this is we wanted to do like some small additions and a few little changes to make it more livable and accommodate their growing family. And then ultimately, my wife and I would like to live there. And so we can enjoy the downtown walkability and everything. So there were a few things that we saw were challenges for my parents as they aged in place in the house. So those are some things that we were working with Rick and Carol to address. So we're keeping it in the family. The neighborhood has kind of asked us a million times, are we renting it to like Chapman students or anything? And we are in a way, because my daughter's a Chapman grad, but we have no intentions of letting it outside of the family. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. There may be some more questions later on, but you can go ahead and take a seat. And if you haven't already done so, please fill out a card for our record keeper. Yeah. Please come forward.
Greetings, Design Review Committee. Nice to see you. Chair Skorpanich is still the chair. So that's good to see. So this project was our first go through the new process of involving bringing on a historic consultant for any projects that touch the outside of historic structures. And so, and then providing a compliance assessment. So we hired Robert and Bowden of Janus, and he prepared a report in February. Was originally submitted along with our plans to the planning department. And then working with Angelo and Robert, we made some minor revisions to the plans and received buy-in from the whole team. And that's the result of the plans that you see before you. So this is a modest and appropriate addition that gets our clients a more livable house that will be flexible enough to contain several more generations of the family. Some of the material distinctions I just want to review really quickly. The material distinctions that we're making that are separate from, making sure the old and the new look different. We have a difference in our window trim. The existing is 6-inch trim generally, with a 3 and 3.5 inch, well, with a crown molding. And we're proposing for the new is to just have 3.5 inch molding all the way around. The original corner trim on the building is mitered. And where the additions, previous additions have been made, like a little pop out at the kitchen that has a corner board. So we thought for our addition, we'd also do a corner board, 3.5 inch corner board on the corners. The siding is 5 inch instead of 3 inch. So the existing historic is 3 inch. So we're gonna propose 5 inch siding. And also the original siding has a flare at the bottom and we're not gonna do the flare, which was also consistent with the little pop out at the kitchen. It doesn't have the flare either. So this will make it still look not historic. Our roof pitch matches. However, our overhang is different. We're doing, the existing house has broad 2-foot, 6-inch overhangs. We're gonna do a 1-foot overhang. And it has plum cut eaves and we're gonna do square cut eaves. So a couple little distinctions. The paint scheme is going to stay with what's already on the house. So, and we're going to, of course, match that with the new. We've also maintained the story of the service porch enclosure. So that is still already expressed on the outside of the building on the rear corner that's closest to the shed. And that will be remaining. We do have to change the door a little bit because it's a very strange little door now, so we are making that door a little bit bigger, but otherwise we're keeping that the same. I would like to point out something that's not apparent in the square footage and the FAR calculations on the front cover. 30% of our added floor area is actually within the roof line of the existing house. I think it's an example of a good way to add area that has no impact on bulk and mass, because it's completely within. It's just a rearrangement of some areas around that landing to get the stairs to be where we've moved them. And if we hadn't made any changes to the half story, and we only did the first floor addition, which is all you can see from the outside anyway, our FAR would be only 28.7%, and that would be actually below the existing average for contributing properties. Anyway, just want to make that little clarifying point, and I'll be here to answer any questions that you might have. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll bring it back to the commission and see if there are questions, comments. Ms. McDermott.
Yes, I have a bit of a question for the architect on, and I appreciate very much the explanation of the things that the features that you just mentioned. So this house takes the removes the existing stair and completely relocates it to the front of the house, and that means that you are involved with the windows on the front and very visible on the side. So I just want to. And I see that you're putting you're closing it off and painting a piece of plywood, and you're obscuring the glass. But I just would like a little bit more explanation of what that looks like, and also to just explain the front glazing, if it's either tempered glass or if it has this film. What does that really look like in real life? And the obscure glass, I know, doesn't look like the Zippitone on the on the drawing, but how does that affect the look of the house?
We had troubles with these stairs because existing stairs, it's really weird. We were trying to research the history of the house, and we're pretty sure the upstairs was always there because the windows look identical, the trim and everything, and it just doesn't look like normally when you convert an attic and the windows look a little different, you know? So we think those windows were up there, and they're pretty big windows, and so we think there was always a upstairs, but the stair is just frightening. It's very, very steep. There's a massive head clearance problem. I think it's like 6 feet or something to get up there. And it's kind of like this couldn't have been the original stairs. So we're thinking maybe the original stairs were somewhere in the area where the old bathroom was, or that little place. There's some weird things going on in that area. But we found also that my clients didn't like the dining room at all right at the entry. And they were really wanting to like blow out all those walls in there and just kind of make the living room better over there where you came in. And we thought maybe the best solution is to put the stairs there because we didn't have to then change all the walls. We could still keep the pocket doors between the old dining room and the living room, which are still there, and that's a pretty cool thing. So for a lot of reasons, we thought that would be the best place. We have a very easy head clearance because the pitch of the roof starts out at the edge of the porch, so it's really already pretty high up in there, so we didn't have to put in another dormer or anything. But yeah, there's the windows. So the front window is the easiest one. It's just because our risers are there that the building code will require that glass be safety glass. So there's two ways to do that. The film is the easiest way and the simplest way. And I know on a lot of the Eichlers, we've had people doing that because of the dangerous nature of that glass. But we're not sure if the building official is going to buy it, that he might require that we change it to tempered. And if we do that, it's just going to be the glazing at the bottom. It's a multi-part window. Mm-hmm. So it would just be the glazing that's in the fixed portion at the bottom. And it would look very much like, I mean, just tempered glass. So it's not, we don't have to do double pane or anything. So it should look pretty much the same as it looks now.
It's not like auto glass or something that's really obviously
like a laminated,
laminated safety glass.
We only need to have it a safety type of glass, which could be tempered or this film. We're hoping they buy on the film, but they might find this. I mean, because we're introducing stairs as a new thing, they might say, no, you have to go and do the tempered glass. So that would be the only thing there. On the side, we toyed with removing the window and discussed this with our historic consultant. It's the best way to do this. We thought there would be a possibility of getting maybe just some high glass in that window, and then just having to maybe alter it so we had the high glass and then we would fill in below that. But working through that process with Robert and Bowden, we determined the best way would be just to block it. And just so you still have the story of that window being there, it would be dark and it would, meaning not the glass, but we're gonna back paint the plywood behind it black so that it recesses and the window will still stand out. And the diffusing of that glass is, we would probably put a film on the inside of that. We're just, you know, we're not absolutely married to anything quite yet, but as opposed to replacing the glass with diffused glass, which I think would be a detriment, but I think if we put something on the back, I think it would be a very light diffusing because we are going to have the black painted plywood back there, but we certainly don't want people to see that, you know, there's, you know, especially with the, it is west facing, so we don't want it to just be something that people would notice inside there that, oh, there's the, you could see the grain on the plywood or something. No.
Is it the original glass, the historic glass?
You know, I don't know if it is in that particular window.
Mm-hmm.
There is some historic glass on the house and some has been replaced. I don't remember if that one is still like the original wavy
glass. So the obscuring film, it's not going to be like a mirror looking in a mirror or anything.
Right.
It's not going to have that type of reflectivity.
Right.
Right. It's going to be a receding.
And there's different kinds of films and we could put something that's, I think we want to test that, like whether we want to put something that's dark or if we want to actually make it more light.
So you can like do some samples
and
see what color or, you know,
right.
Reflectivity works.
Get various
works.
Films and hold it up out there and see what's best.
Yeah, I think that because of the location of the window, it is very visible from the street. So it might need a little bit more, you know, massaging than something that would be in the rear.
Yeah, we agree.
Okay. Okay, I think that you've really answered most of the other. Let me ask you one other thing. So the shed, the existing shed, is used for the laundry, and
correct.
And it's going to continue to be used for laundry.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's
and you are repairing and restoring the notches that were from the existing patio cover.
Yes.
There.
Yeah.
And the new patio cover is going to be more modest in size.
Right. It's smaller. It's also, we're elevating the deck, and that's part of the livability of being able to just come out of the back of the house and go onto the deck. The way the very small porch and the turn-in direction was kind of limited people that might have, like, it's not just for walkers and stuff, but strollers too, you know? So in the future, there could be an adaptation to this to put a ramp in the backyard that could get up to that deck. It's not needed right now, but that would be the long-term goal for Mike and Nancy, that they would want to stay here in their golden years, and that if there was a ramp in the back, that would be helpful.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you very much.
Other questions? Go ahead.
Yes, also architecture question. On the landing upstairs, on the elevation, it shows, are those vents and a window? What's that upstairs? And then in the plan, it doesn't show it as a window, so I didn't know if that was something that's being kept.
It's actually in front of the landing. It's out over, but when we first conceived of this idea, we thought, oh, we could open that up. It would be like a little hobbit height, like space, because the dormer itself is not very far above the finished floor upstairs. But we couldn't see that dormer from inside the attic, because the attic is quasi-finished off, like some kind of drywalled off area, so it blocked our view of that window. But when you look at the side view of the house, that dormer is actually out over the porch.
Okay, that's the dotted line.
That's the dashed line.
Okay,
so
that's the dashed line.
Those are going to just stay the way they are.
Gotcha.
And our landing. We were thinking maybe when we get into it, it was like a thought as if it looked feasible to extend the landing. It doesn't even count in our square footage, that little landing, because it's, you know, it's this high.
Gotcha.
But it's upstairs are the kids' space, so it would be kind of a cool little kids' space up there if it, we could get that to work where we could actually get that window to provide light in that area.
You can tuck a closet. That's what we have. We have the same kind of detail. And
do
they,
you?
They tucked a closet in years ago. Yeah, but it's short, but it...
Yeah, I mean, it's character, yeah. You know... That would be ideal, but we just don't know what we're in for that, so we didn't commit to that.
Yeah. And just to make sure, the patio cover does not touch that house in any way, right?
It's
completely freestanding.
Completely freestanding.
The cross members. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think this is a cool plan, a cool design. I think it does great things to the house from a standpoint of usability and stuff like you've said. It's very caring. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the detail work to complying with standards is fantastic, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Other questions, comments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ms. Gladson, go ahead. Ms. Fox, I did want to ask a little bit about the patio, and Committee Member Gross did touch the subject. I'm glad you reinforced that it standalone, all of that. What do you know about its age, and we know it's non-contributing. So how did you figure that out in terms of assessing it being replaced?
It's made with plywood, so we know that it had to have been post-war.
It's in pretty bad shape, I would assume.
Yeah, it's also extremely low. And there was some other modern materials. There's some aluminum, I think, in parts of it, too. I think that was brought up in Robert's assessment, too, that he determined that it was... probably the 50s.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Sure.
I'll talk with staff about Mr. Mboden's report. I don't think we got access to that, but we'll deal with that at another time.
Okay.
But thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Other comments? Go ahead, Mr. Aldesma.
Really, I just want to commend the design team on the very detailed set of drawings. Honestly, from the exterior to the interior, to me, everything looked extremely thoughtful and thorough. And then I also appreciated the backstory from the applicant as far as, you know, short-term plans and long-term plans for these, you know, for the building. So thank you for that.
Any other comments?
Except I would just like to agree with the rest of the committee. I am very happy about many of the aspects of this project. I like that the laundry shed is being repaired and restored and is going to be maintained. The beadboard service porch with the story of the development of the house, I think, is a very good feature to maintain. The roof form is matching the existing. I think the obscure windows in the front glazing are going to be resolved sensitively. The new patio cover is much more compatible than the existing, and I think the FIR, mostly within the story and a half attic, makes a lot of sense, and I feel that this project meets the requirements that so that we can make the findings. It's a modest scale, it's subordinate in mass, and it's an appropriate and sensitive solution. I am happy to support approval of this project tonight.
And I will add my appreciation and compliments on the very sensitive scale of your addition and the creativity with the changes to the interior that are going to make it more livable for you without having to, you know, make some oversized addition, if you will. I think that the design reflects an extremely good job of differentiating the old and the new so that we don't create a false sense of history. Again, the plans were very well done and very clear in terms of expressing exactly what it is you want to do. It appears that everything is in accordance with all of the required findings, and so I would be happy to support the project as well.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the request to add 307 square feet to a single-family home in the Old Town Historic District located at 623 East Washington Avenue, design review number 25-0007, based on the staff report.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. May we have the vote, please? Motion passes unanimously. Good luck with your project. Thank you.
Chair Skorpanich, and to the applicant, from somebody who recently dealt with physical challenges, I'm glad you're thinking long term, and you will probably need a ramp. So those are good things to be mindful for and how you can accommodate that. I really think you're going to be smart in how you're doing your project.
Okay, thank you and good evening. Thank you to staff for the good job they did on that one. And the meeting is adjourned. Have a nice evening.